Wildfires continue to burn on hundreds of thousands of acres in our state, but conservationists are already at work behind the scenes to help those wildlands recover. Their plan is to plant proactively so invasives like cheatgrass don't colonize the burn landscapes first and choke out sensitive ecosystems. Mike Tupper oversees restoration efforts for the Bureau of Land Management. He says in cases like these, timing is essential.
Even before the fire is out, there are areas where it hasn't been on fire for days or weeks, right?
Right.
So we get crews out there immediately after the fire to start writing restoration, rehabilitation plans.
So essentially what they're doing, they're working not literally side by side with the firefighters, but in the same region, they're looking at what kinds of plants would do best for this region, contacting all your partners and saying, go grow this stuff.
Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, they're just behind the firefighter. We have several teams right now in Washington, Oregon, collecting seed because we know that there's going to be a lot of seed needs in the very, very near future. So we're collecting them before they get burned up so that we can grow them and put them back out there.
So when you look at the hundreds of thousands of acres burning in Washington state, what is your biggest concern when you think about replanting?
So when you have that many acres burned, and as you're witness to it, you know, I have been in my past. I was a firefighter for a long time. You see the difficulty of the terrain. You know, it's not all nice and flat or 10% slope. You have really big mountains and valleys and rivers, and each of them require river bottoms, and so you have different requirements for how you apply the seed or the plant material, right? Because sometimes it's not seeds, it's actually plugs that are already growing. So some of it you can aerial seed, you fly it with a helicopter. Some of it is, we call it drill seeded, where you actually poke a hole in the ground with a sort of a big wheel you tow behind a tractor. And particularly when you're talking replanting trees, like in Forest Service territory or upper higher moisture level BLM ground, it is really hard work.
So when we look at available plants or seeds, what kind of supply of native seed is there as compared to the demand that is created when a million plus acres of wildland are burned?
We can't predict fires or fire season with any level of accuracy right now. We can say they're going to happen, but we can't say where. That means if we don't have a bank, a suite of the right seed, right place, right time on tap to put back out there, then we may have to go to some less desirable non-native species because we just don't have our seed banks aren't full. But what we can do, federal agency like this one, the Bureau of Land Management, who's probably the largest seed buyer, is if we will, through this strategy, add some certainty to where we're going, and not on the rehabilitation side, not on the fire side of the equation, but on the restoration side of the equation. So if we say we're going to restore 15 million acres in northern Nevada and southern Idaho, that statement will add certainty to our partners and to industry where we're going to go and when we're going to get there. And industry and partners will have had the time to collect a seed, grow it, and sell it back to us so we can purchase locally adapted seed for the restoration efforts. And if you look at that 10 years out, we will have developed such greater emphasis on native seeds and locally grown seed that when we have fire seasons, we'll be able to go get, hopefully, be able to go get the suite of seeds that we want to put back.
You mentioned that you were a wildland firefighter. Is that what made you want to do what you're doing now?
Oh, yeah. I'm a demented person, just so you know. I considered wildland firefighting really, really fun. It's super hard work, but it's like golden. It's like you go to work in the morning and you cut line or dig line or whatever you're going to do, and you know what you're going to do, and you turn around, look behind you, and go, job done, right? We got it. But when you do that for many years, and I worked in from, you know, New Mexico to Alaska, you see that it would be great if the world was perfect and we could just, after a fire, put it out, walk away, and have everything come back just hunky-dory. But it doesn't work that way. There's been a lot of man-made and mechanical changes on the landscape. There's been a lot of changes to the environment. And so my dad said, every place you go should be better when you leave than when you got there. And I want it to be as healthy and gorgeous as is possible.
Mike Tupper, he oversees restoration and rehabilitation of wildlands for the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM recently announced a new program to create regional seed banks that can be called on in times of crisis like this.